Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine.
This is Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great SRV. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bev Flaxington, longtime Brain Trust member. The author of Self-Talk for a Calmer You, Beverly D. Flaxington is the name on that book. She's a human behavior coach and hypnotherapist. Also, her book, her other book, the one before this, was Make Your Shift. And she's, as I say, she's our good friend. We're talking about some of the things that you and I can do to help ourselves as CEOs of our company. You know, Beverly, one of the things that I, by the way, thanks again for hanging out with us and for all the time you give us and all the great wisdom that you've helped us with. One of the things that that I talk about on the show all the time is how to help my audience of small business owners become a better CEO. Find a way to be more intentional about being about doing CEO tasks and assuming that position. And one of I don't know how you can be a successful CEO if you aren't introspective, if you aren't capable of seeing how you come across. Because every time you flex your arm, it affects a lot of people, doesn't it? I mean, somebody sees you grimace in the workplace, 29 people see that grimace, that ripples through the company, doesn't it?
And, you know, I really think that people who are in charge underestimate how much of an impact, you know, what they do in the day-to-day really has on people below them and how much people are really watching and trying to read. And so by not communicating or not admitting this is something we could have done differently or, you know, you really aren't sending a message to your folks that say this is an open and inviting culture.
Yep, yep. And one of the things that you that we were going to talk about that I wanted to tack on to this is what you said in the end of the segment about control, influence, and not so much. As you're assuming the CEO role, as you are thinking about the self-analysis and how are you doing and getting a reading of your effectiveness as the CEO, you have to consider these things, right? What can I have some influence over? What can I control? And what about not so much, right?
So we talk about it, so you know my shift process, and it's really, if you think about just the first two steps in shift, the S is specify the desired outcome. So first, we've got to work together and know where we want to get to. But the H we call highlight the obstacles, and I just find that generally people are resistant to saying what's in my way, but this is the reality of life. So instead of, though, just doing the brain dump of, well, here's all the reasons why we can't get to that success, it's really listing things out and then organizing them by what we can control, you know, something we can make a different decision about, what we can influence. Maybe we could make a presentation or a recommendation or save more money to invest in, you know, some project, and what's out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
So we can grouse Jim, you and I, and all the business owners out there about the tax laws and everything
right.
else. I know today was a painful day for me, but I can't do a lot about it. So I have to figure out what else can I focus on.
Right.
And it's so, really trying to get oriented to those things, much more productive.
So do you think that we don't do what we should be doing because sometimes it feels good to complain, it feels good to act like a victim? You think we do that sometimes?
Well, you know, unfortunately we do, and this is where, you know, sometimes with the work that you and I do, you almost can finally say to somebody, look, if you want to make the changes, here's a path forward.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to complain about it, that's fairly easy to do. And so this is a way to try to organize those complaints and say, what can I deal with? And it doesn't mean that there are things out of our control. Those are real. And so let's capture them, let's talk about them a little bit, but then let's make our plans about what's our path forward.
Or if we're ever going to have control, it's going to take a longer term, and that's not the issue at hand, right?
Yeah.
We have to focus on the issue at hand is what I can't control that part of not having cash flow, but I can influence today, but I can influence this today sometimes, right?
And that's it exactly. And think about just how that takes you from feeling so powerless to more powerful. You know, you referenced earlier the confidence issue. Well, when I sit and I look at all the things that are in my way, that can be very self-defeating, and my confidence goes out the window. But if I can focus and isolate, you know, a couple things that I could take steps to remove as obstacles, that immediately puts me in a more powerful, productive position.
Right. Well said, Beverly. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job today. Would you come back soon?
Absolutely, Jim. It's always my pleasure. You're a delight.
Thanks.
Love the work you're doing, and everyone should read The Age of the Customer. Fabulous book.
Thanks, Bev. Beverly Flexington, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Beverly joined us. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.